The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. We wrapped up practice in St. Joe on Saturday, and the Chiefs are due for a day off on Sunday. After practice, head coach Andy Reid, running back Jerick McKinnon, offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, and cornerback Mike Hughes spoke to the media. So we'll hear from Reid and McKinnon, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll hear from Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and Mike Hughes. First up, here is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
All right, as far as the injuries go, Rimmers didn't practice. He's got back spasms. We're just letting those calm down. Hitch tweaked the hamstring, which we know, getting better every day. Kaiser's got back spasms. Darwin Thompson is in COVID protocol. Armani Watts at the fractured foot, he's coming back from. Kels actually got some work in today. And is getting better from the back spasms. DeAndre Baker worked and Taco had worked. Neiman, he tweaked his hamstring a little bit. Other than that, we're doing good. It was great work today, as it has been for the last four. We've had a variety of elements that we've been able to work with. Today was great because we got to work with a wet ball and you got to have a little bit more focus, especially going into day four when you're a little bit tired. And the guys, I thought, did a good job with that, with the rain and so on. So, anyways, with that, time's yours.
Andy, when's the first day of practice?
Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. Given what you just said about these last 4 days of practice, what's your excitement level you feel from the troops, from the players, yeah, to put the pads on Tuesday?
Yeah, so listen, I mean, they're working through this and They're working through this and doing a nice job as they go with it. But inevitably they look forward to getting the pads on down the road. You don't hear much of that because they're glad to be out here and doing what they're doing. There's a bug crawling up my pants here. That's not a good thing.
Andy, with the camp always provides guys the opportunity to have a little bit more reps than maybe you anticipate. That seems to be the case for Noah Gray and Jody Fortson.
Yep.
What have your early thoughts been on them, as well as the rookies pre-Trey and...
Listen, the young guys have done a nice job, Nate. I mean, they've stepped up, I thought, and they've been working their tail off. It's been a good exercise with very few mistakes. And so you look at that now, that becomes important. The great part is with those young linemen, the defensive line helps them out. Those veteran D linemen help them out by talking to them on certain things. The veteran offensive linemen help them out. And then with Jody, he's in a good room right there. And so it's great to see him working like that.
Coach, when Hitch is in even down, obviously some of the younger guys got the reps. Was Gay making the calls, and how did you feel like Gay and Bolton did?
Yeah, I thought both of them did a nice job. Both have had opportunities to call, and so they've done a good job with it, yeah.
Andy, understanding that Rivers was out today, you had three rookies with your ones on the offensive line today. How important is experience when you're going to be deciding who's starting and who's not? How important is that?
Yeah, so listen, I've started a number of rookies in there, and they've done a good job. But yeah, sure, you'd like to have experience, but again, I've had success with rookies too, so it's kind of individually based and how they step up and communicate and how willing the veteran players are to share with them and experiences. And then they're fortunate to have Andy, who's been played in the league for 14 years, been coaching forever, so is their coach.
Andy,
All right, we're going to go right across right here. Go ahead, Sam. Start up.
We're talking to Jarrett McKinnon later today. What different element does he bring to the running back room?
Yeah, so he's a talented receiver. He's been doing this a long time, especially for running backs' longevity in this league. The average longevity is like 3 years, right? So for him to have been in it and doing it this long, he brings great experience. But he sure has a knack for the pass game. Yeah, he does a nice job of that.
On the same vein, we're getting Mike Hughes here. What have been your general impressions of Mike Hughes since he's joined the team?
Yeah, so Mike is a worker, extremely tough, extremely disciplined, technique-oriented, fundamentals, and you see it on his rush pat. You see how he does everything with that. So I like what I've seen there.
Aaron?
I'll stick with the theme. We're getting LDT a little bit later. This is the guy that missed the year last year. On the kind of the ground that he has to gain, is it more in the physical or is it the mindset?
No, I think mentally he's doing good. I joked to him about his helmet. He's got the new latest greatest helmet on. He's protecting that McGill medical degree, you know, with that thing. Although it was hot yesterday, and he said the helmet's hot, so I was like, you're gonna fry it instead of banging it. But he's come in and done a very nice job stepping back in, brings that good experience with him. It's just a matter of playing and timing and rhythm and all that, but he came in great shape, which helps him. Yeah.
Last three, little Nate, Matt, and then
we're seeing you guys do more running right now. Just how much of the running sets are new versus what you guys have done in the past, and how has that looked so far?
Yeah, so the first couple days we did all pass, really. And then we've worked some run in here the last couple practices, and just to kind of get into the swing. It's tough to do without pads on, so the guys have to work it a little bit where we keep bodies off the ground. It becomes important. But listen, we've got to do a better job running the ball, and I've got to give the guys an opportunity to do that, right? So, and then defending the run, you practice it, you know, you have an opportunity to work to defend it. So it's a positive on both ways.
Matt, you mentioned about the longevity of running backs. How nice is it to have a guy like Jarrett McKinnon, who's been around the block a few times, but also has a different brand of speed than he has?
Yeah, so he is. He's quick. He's got that quickness and speed. And he's a good, it's a good changeup. And we've got a variety of guys. And Thompson's not out here yet. So, I mean, you add him into the mix, and now you got another variety of running backs that you can present. So, but it's great to have him. It's great to have his experience here. Yeah.
Last one, Harold.
Andy, when it comes to Lucas Niang, you said earlier that he's trying to get back into football shape. Do you feel like over to OTAs and now seeing him in training camp and getting with the ball with the ones, do you feel like he's getting into that shape he needs? Do you think he's the guy that you feel like drafted?
Yeah, he's in great shape right now. He worked his tail off this offseason, came back early. He and Tooney were in there every day working, and so it's you know, it's showing out here. He's doing a nice job so far.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, good.
All right,
guys.
How many teams were you sort of talking to before deciding to land with you?
I would just say the whole offensive scheme, just the way they use the running back and stuff like that, was very intriguing. You know, I talked to a couple teams, you know, in free agency, maybe like three teams. You know, this was the team that was most intriguing to me, so I decided to come here. You know, it's a good character locker room, and they got a lot of good athletes, so I thought, you know, what the hell, I'll just come in and see where I fit in.
Jarrett, Andy Reid was saying he really feels like you have a good feel for the passing game. You feel like your background as a quarterback helps you with that?
Maybe just a little bit, but you know, when I played quarterback, that wasn't a pro-style offense.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I look at the playbook, you know, I do tend to wander off and look at, you know, more of the concepts, you know, things like that to try to, you know, get a feel for it. It's not easy coming into a new offense, you know, learning the terminology and, you know, the route combinations and stuff like that. But, you know, it's been a good camp so far. And, you know, the other running backs, they helped me come along with that, you know, as well as G. Lou, so it's been good.
Were you a teammate with Mike at all in Minnesota?
Nah, he was there after me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How has Eric Bieniemy interacted with you so far? How has he challenged you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every day's a challenge. You know, he says chop the wood. And, you know, every day's a learning curve. You know, everybody's not perfect, but, you know, that's what we're out here working for. You know, strive for the bigger goals. So, you know, it's all about, you know, coming out here, working, you know, making plays, you make a mistake, learn from it, and then I'll get better the next day.
Obviously, with what you've been through injury-wise, you've got to be pretty motivated and love this game. Mm-hmm. What is it that's motivated you to continue to come back?
Like you said, it's just love for the game. You know, two knee surgeries wasn't easy. But, you know, for the most part, you know, going through that stuff, you know, it's my teammates really that I leaned on the most, you know, for help and, you know, comfort and, you know, things like that. So, you know, coming in every day, you know, I'm on crutches, you know, look at my teammates go hard. It just made me go that much harder. So, you know, that's how I look at my teammates, you know, those guys pushing me no matter what team I'm on.
What's it been like working with Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. It's been fun. You know, he got a lot of arm talent. You know, his game speaks for himself. And, you know, it's been very exciting to see him make, you know, all the different arm angle throws and stuff like that. But, you know, it's really more impressive up close and personal when you see it every day.
A lot of players talk about no play is dead, right? You got to keep the play alive. Have y'all worked on that yet?
I mean, not, you know, intentionally, but, you know, Pat, you know, if there's nothing there, he'll scramble around and make something happen. So, you know, I think it's one of the things that, you know, everybody's kind of just, you know, formed into a habit.
Everybody who's come in this tent has talked about you, the quarterback, the coaches have talked about what you bring to the offense and how you've jumped out to them. Well, how does that make you feel? Because you come in and you gotta make an impression.
Yeah, it's just motivating. You know, like I said to him, every day is, you know, a new day. And you know, no matter how good the last day was, or you know, mediocre the last day was, you know, I want to find a way to be better. So, you know, that's my whole mentality. Just come into camp, you know, wipe out the past day. Today is a fresh new start, and find a way to get better.
You mentioned the back-to-back years of injury. How long did it take you to truly feel like, okay, I'm 100% myself back?
Probably not till this offseason. You know, last year, you know, my first year back, you know, still had to get in the groove of things after missing 2 years, had to get a feel for the game again. And then, you know, just getting that in-game experience. So, you know, felt good last year, but, you know, still a learning curve coming back after 2 years. So, you know, this offseason, I felt really, really good. And, you know, coming into the camp, OTAs, you know, my knees been feeling really good.
Jared, I don't know if this is a weird question necessarily, but given that you're new into this offense and there's so many new linemen, is that somewhat beneficial to you because you and the linemen are learning the offense together, obviously because you don't have to work together on?
Yeah, I would say so, but that's as an offense is collective. You know, there's a lot of new guys on the team. So, you know, like I said, we're all learning every day. You know, it's not the easiest thing to do. And, you know, Coach Reed and Coach EB, you know, they're so detailed into everything. So, you know, really it's the guys that's been here that we lean on, and those guys giving us help and guidance to get better and know what the coaches want and expect.
Who would you say has been most helpful of
those
veteran core guys?
I'm not gonna lie, for me, I play running back, so you know, the guys who've been really helping me outside of G. Lou has been Clyde and Daryl. You know, those guys have been in the system for multiple years, and you know, they know what the coaches expect, and they know how to do, you know, little things that the coaching tips on certain points. So, you know, those have been the guys that I've been leaning on that have been helping me.
What's been unique for you being an Andy Reid scheme versus some of the prior schemes
you've
been before?
There's similarities and there's differences. You know, Shanahan has his philosophy. Coach Reed has his philosophy. So, you know, like I said, it was intriguing when you know, the offer stood out. And, you know, I like how they use the running back in this offense. And, you know, Coach Reed has shown that.
Terry, you mentioned just the fact that you feel as good this offseason as you have. Do you want to sort of prove that? I mean, not even to other people, just to yourself that you can do this.
Yeah, I mean, every day in this league, you got to prove yourself. You know, I'm going into year eight. I still feel like I got something to prove. And, you know, that should be everybody's mindset. You know, once you lose that mindset and get complacent, you'll be out the league for sure.
Working with Clyde and Daryl, what's it been like working in the running back room with those guys, and how do you feel like you compliment them on the field?
It's been really well. I think, you know, that whole running back core group is, you know, intriguing. And, you know, there's a lot of explosive guys. You know, Clyde had a jump out year last year. Daryl, I've seen him on tape. He can run the ball really well. He can catch the ball really well. Let's see, Train. Not here, but you know, he's explosive as well. DG, he can run the ball. So, you know, just being able to come into a group of guys, a group like that with guys who can run the ball, where I feel like I can improve my game, has been definitely beneficial.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Jerick McKinnon, and now we continue on with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, followed by Mike Hughes. Here's LDT.
All right. What's been the greatest challenge to getting back into the mix after the year off?
I mean, everything, to be honest. It's always a challenge. Training camp is hard, physically and mentally. We've been pretty lucky that we had some pretty good weather, even though it was a little hot at the beginning. And then it's just making sure you compete every day, show up with a great attitude. We have a really competitive group this year, and I think it's my job to show that I can still play and that I want to play.
Larry, you had mentioned, I believe it was made pretty mini camp, that you were trying to get to, you know, get back into football shape. Where do you think you are now? Have you reached that, or is it still a process?
I mean, it's still a process. It's always a process, especially the fact that I haven't played for the last year, but I feel pretty good. Today was a good day. And we just keep on building. And next week, we're going to put the pads on, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it's when you really know where you're at, you know?
You did so much unique workouts, kind of forced to do that during that last year. So when you get to camp on the first day, a few days ago, did you feel like, hey, what I did in the off season was productive in preparing me for this?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I did my best, but nothing can really prepare you for a training camp. You know, I squat, I lift, I clean, I ran. But I never blocked anybody for the past year, so it was just a different type of work, you know, working on the front line of a pandemic instead of working on the front line of the Kansas City Chiefs.
You mentioned during OTAs about how
sorry, can you just speak louder?
Absolutely. You mentioned during OTAs that there's so many new teammates on the offensive line that you didn't know before.
Yeah.
You hadn't really got a chance to know them. Now that you've had almost a week now with everybody, what's your kind of impressions of the group?
I mean, that's why it's so great to spend some time here in St. Joe's, because you get to bond with everybody. Like, we have a really cool group of guys, and they welcome me in, you know. Even though I've been here for the past eight years, I wasn't here last year, so it was good to build that chemistry, and I feel like now we're pretty united.
You know, being a doctor and everything, we're still out here, still with COVID being a thing, you know, just kind of your overall opinions on how things are being treated out here, your doctor experience.
I mean, I feel like, yes, so far the NFL has been doing a really good job. You know, when you look at the health and safety protocol, I think it's solid. And things are going to evolve. You know, we look at the growing rates of the Delta variant everywhere, especially in Missouri. I think we got to be careful, you know. But I think here, we're like in a bubble almost, and we're doing a pretty good job at, you know, either getting vaccinated or wearing the mask if you're not. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be safe.
I'm curious, have you seen a different side of Patrick Mahomes as you've been here? I know you were away for a year, but have you noticed any differences just in the time you've been here in camp?
No, he's the same guy, super grounded. You know, the first day I got in, he came to me and was like, hey, what's up, how you doing? You know, asking a little bit about how was my year back home in Canada. So it's just show how great of a teammate he is, you know. And even though he's winning all those Madden rating and so on, like, he's still super grounded, which is cool.
How are you working with the new center right now? Just initial impressions of Austin White and maybe what he brings to the table?
He's really solid. Like, he's super cerebral. You understand what's going on, you know. And even though it's only been, 5 days that we're here, I feel like he's picking up on some stuff, asking a lot of questions. The communication has been really good with him. And, you know, our defense is showing up a bunch of new blitzes, fire zone, cover zero. And making sure we understand and we all speak the same language is super important. And I feel like we're getting to this point. Like, today was a really good day.
You've had a lot of running backs as teammates during your course of career here in Kansas City. Jerick McKinnon, what stands out to you as an offensive lineman about his skill set?
I mean, he's pretty quick. He's also pretty solid. I feel like he's a well-balanced guy. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, we had, like, super quick guy. We had Spencer Ware, who was really strong. Now I feel like all the running back has kind of the same skill set, the same approach to the game. And when you run, like, stretch play, they all read it kind of the same way, which is really useful for us because you're reaching a three technique. You know exactly if they're going to cut or they're going to take it outside, which is good. So it's nice so far to work with them.
Coach said that you're wearing a new helmet. Is there a reason why you made a change?
I mean, being a doctor, I try to, you know, be at the top of the health and safety measure, and this helmet is the score to the top performer. It's a Visus with a little, you know, bumper on the face mask, and so far it's been pretty good. I like it. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, first of all, what was your reaction to the trade? Like, what were you doing when you found out, and just your reaction to coming
in? I was out in L.A. That's where I usually train at during the offseason. My agent gave me the call, and, well, we kind of already know no Trey was gonna go down. I just didn't know where. So when I found out it was here, you know, obviously I was excited. You know, Super Bowl contending team, couldn't land at a better spot. So you know, just try to turn everything into a positive. And you know, I'm glad to be here, man. Blessed.
How would you just assess your first week out of here?
You know, still trying to get used to being around new guys, getting adjusted to everybody, getting adjusted to the system. And, you know, I've just been taking it day by day. But I think it's been going pretty solid so far.
Why do you feel like it didn't work out for you with the
bike? You know, man, like I said, I just try to turn everything into a positive. Obviously, I've been dealing with some injuries. You know, that's probably a main thing. But, you know, just trying to move forward. Like I said, I'm blessed to be here, man. And I'm ready to take this next step forward.
What do you think the fresh start can do for you? New uniform, kind of a different environment. How can that help you?
I mean, it's been great so far. You know, since I've been here, everybody's welcomed me with open arms. And, you know, any questions I have for the guys, you know, they're willing to help. So, you know, everything's been, it's been smooth so far. So, I'm glad to be here, like I said, and I'm just come every day ready to work.
When you were coming through the draft process, did you talk with the Chiefs much? Did you know that they sort of identified that you had a skill set that they liked even then?
So, when the trade went down, you know, a lot of the coaches were saying they wanted me out of the draft, but obviously, the draft is kind of a crazy process. I pretty much talk to every team, so you know, it's hard to go back and say specifics. But like I said, man, I'm just glad to be here. Everybody's happy I'm here, and you know, I feel the same way. So.
Who are you bonding with in the secondary that's really going to help you, you know, get as comfortable as you can before the season starts?
I mean, really, like I said, everybody, man. You know, being a new guy here. You know, you kind of worry about who's willing to help and who's not, but everybody's willing to help. And, you know, that's the big thing about our DB room. You know, everybody's, even though it's competition, everybody's sticking together, trying to help each other out, get better. So, you know, that's been pretty good for me.
Speaking of helping, with your specific skill set, how do you think your skill set helps this Chiefs defense, especially against the pass?
I mean, you know, whatever the coaches want me to do, man, that's what I'm going to do. You know, whether they – I've been playing straight outside so far. You know, obviously with the Vikings, I was playing nickel and corner, but here I've just been playing outside. Still trying to get adjusted to the system. But I mean, I'm doing everything the coaches asked me to do. Obviously with my skill set, I feel like I can play anywhere, and I've just been taking one day at a time, man.
Do you consider yourself as a press man corner? Sorry, Pete.
Press man, zone, off, whatever, man. I can do whatever I feel like.
How comfortable do you feel playing multiple roles in a game if it came to that where they
were
moving you inside and then moving you outside?
Yeah, if it came to it, man, you know, the coaches wouldn't do it if they didn't trust me. So, you know, obviously I would feel comfortable doing it myself. So, you know, wherever they want me to play, I'm willing to do.
What part of Steve Spagnuolo's scheme have you enjoyed so far?
Playing press, man. We do a lot of that. So, you know, I've been, you know, working on my technique every day, you know, kind of knocking the rust off. I was on IR most of last year, so it's been pretty good, man, just getting out here, getting in front of guys, competing, and just having fun with it.
Thank you, new to training camp here in Kansas City. You hear about Patrick Mahomes, but what's it like when you're facing him in the
7-on-7? Oh, man, you know, it's special, honestly, man. Some of the throws he can make, it only gets us better. So, you know, just going out there competing and you know, just doing the best that we could do, and I just know he's getting us better at the end of the day, and we're making him better at the end of the day, and that's all that matters.
You mentioned your injuries a couple times. Are you completely 100%?
Yes, sir. I'm completely 100%, man. I've never felt better, and like I said, I'm just taking it one day at a time, and just coming every day to work, man. So that's all that matters to me.
Specifically with Coach Bagg and Coach Madison, what's it been like so far working with those guys, and what kind of instructions have you been getting from Madison?
You know, being a former player, obviously he knows X's and O's, and he's been, you know, giving me certain techniques to, you know, add to my game, and you know, I've been doing that, and it's getting me better every day, man. And you know, we talk on a daily basis. Like I said, he's always giving me pointers, and I'm taking it from the classroom to the field, and it's just been getting me better every day. So.
Thanks, guys.